Wish and Choy!
The board of dark surprise. We sons of wraith world bid ye rise.
The chat continues. Shang-Chi, still hiding behind a statue, thinks to himself,
"The children unwrap the mummy. Bereft of their minds of their own.
Only the shining silver space knight has any inkling of what exactly it all means." The Dire Reef's home system, the dreaded Dark Nebula, is moving into cosmic alignment with Earth. The power of Dire Wraith sorcery is nearing its peak, and the Wraiths mean to use that power to work evil on Earth's children.
In centuries gone, you left your home. Witch child, harbinger of doom, we search the ways of space, longing for the sight of your lovely evil face.
Soon unwrapped, a child's face is revealed. It's beautiful, untouched by time, and very alive. Shang-Chi and Rom Space Knight step out of their hiding places.
Enough! Enough! Cease this madness!
Your words bespeak your purpose, man of Earth. You are here to halt this horror, as I am.
Rob! And a human!
Shang-Chi thinks to himself before going into action.
The demons know this silver cyborg stranger who appears beside me, yet he says he is their enemy. I believe him.
I am Rom, Space Knight, son of Golden Galadar. My purpose is to cleanse Earth of these creatures, these dire wraiths.
You will not succeed, Space Knight! The cosmic alignment draws near! We are strong! The humans themselves have unearthed one who was long lost to us! And when we resurrect the Princess of Power, we shall be stronger still!
Then your spell must be stopped, Dire Wraith Scum!
Stop it, then, Space Knight, if you can!
I have seen their ilk.
Their ilk raised the dead, Rom Space Knight. Their sorcery is strong indeed.
We will return to ROM number 39 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
All right. This is to a film that I really like. I really like it. Haven't seen it in a while, but damn it, I like it. Okay, I am proud to do it for you. Let's go.
An adventure to the edge of your imagination and beyond. The Dark Crystal.
A Lord Grade presents a Jim Henson film, The Dark Crystal. Produced by Jim Henson and Gary Kurtz. Directed by Jim Henson and Frank Oz. Executive producer David Lazar. Brought to you by Panavision. In Dolby Stereo. The Dark Crystal, an adventure to the edge of your imagination and beyond. Coming this Christmas to a theater near you.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to talk about this film later on in the broadcast. I have something to say about this film, okay? Personal memory of mine. Okay. Alright, here's our other ad. I'll do it quick.
Marvel fans, don't miss these comic book conventions. You're invited! Featuring tons of old and new comics for sale. Marvels, DCs, thousands of bargains. Complete your collection. Meet famous Marvel and DC artists and writers. Special events, auctions, contests, films, slideshows, everyone is welcome! Tickets available at the convention doors, open 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. each day. Coming to Los Angeles, October 23rd, 24th, the Biltmore Hotel, 515 South Olive Avenue. With Chris Claremont and John Buscema. San Diego, November 13th, 14th, San Diego Hotel, 339 West Broadway. Meet Bob Layton. San Francisco, October 30th, 31st, at the Cathedral Hill Hotel, Van Ness and Gary Avenue. Meet John Byrd, George Perez, and Terry Austin. Philadelphia, November 20th and 21st, Center Hotel, 1725 Kennedy Boulevard. Meet the man, Stan Lee, Brent Anderson, Star Trek's Scotty, Jimmy Doohan, and David Prowse, otherwise known as Darth Vader. And the big one, Manhattan, November 26th, 27th, and 28th, Roosevelt Hotel, 45th Street and Madison Avenue, America's largest comic book convention. 160 exhibits, 100 top guests, and thousands of fellow Marvel and DC fans. Plus, Marvel and DC preview their upcoming projects. The highlight of any comic book fan's year. You must be there.
For full free details, send 20-cent stamp to Creation Box 1755, Garden City, New York, zip code 11531. Marvel fans, don't miss these comic book conventions. You're invited!
Okay. Something is wonky with my keyboard. In one of the music breaks, I'm going to have to, change the batteries, do a really quick job of it. Okay, here we have for a video game. Okay, I don't know how long I'll do of this, but... All right, it's our last one.
Armadar, the video game cartridge by Parker Brothers. Bring home the game that's way ahead of the pack. Tired of seeing dots before your eyes? Ready for a video game with some personality? Then make the move to the wacky world of Armadar. First, you're a gorilla trying to draw boxes inside of a maze. But it's not that easy, though, because you're being chased by savages every step of the way. Just like in the arcade game. Now you're a paint roller trying to paint squares while being pursued by persistent, aggressive pigs. No one ever said it was going to be easy.
Armadar, one of a kind in a .8. world. Armadar video game cartridge by Parker Brothers.
By Parker Brothers. Back to our comic.
We now return to ROM number 39. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg.
I am ROM, Space Knight, son of Golden Galadar. My purpose is to cleanse Earth of these creatures, these dire wraiths.
You will not succeed, Space Knight. The Cosmic Alignment draws near. We are strong! And the humans themselves have unearthed one who was long lost to us. When we resurrect the Princess of Power, we shall be stronger still!
Then your spell must be stopped, dire rave scum.
Stop it then, Space Knight, if you can.
I have seen their ilk. I have seen their ilk raise the dead. Cyborg, ROM Space Knight, their sorcery is strong indeed.
Then we must show that we are stronger, human, if we are to save your world. But let my neutralizer shield you from wraith-kind spells.
Shanghai thinks to himself as he watches ROM Space Knight defend himself and everybody.
The crimson beam cancels dark, twisted magic. I know we must bypass that magic if we are to stop the children's sinister ceremony.
Why fight ROM ourselves, brothers? When we but make a simple spell, we'll send an earthly army against a space knight!
mummies move. Oh no. The long swords slither from the knights in shining armor statues. Creatures of clay, they take living breaths. And the howl and growl of the vault of the carnivorous chambers, cavemen now are alive.
I dare not turn from the spells they direct at us to deal with this new threat, human.
Did you not say it was my world for which you fight for, Rom Space Knight? My world. These dire wraiths use as a spawning ground for such horror. I see that your words are true. Thus, if you would battle dire wraith kind for Earth, I can do no less. I, a child of Earth, can do no less. Can I do any less? I say
no!
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 Ay-ya! Ay-ya! Ay-ya!
As Shang Chai fights mummies and cavemen, he thinks to himself,
the children continue their ceremony, oblivious to our battle. I thought, though I have seen that wraith magic is mighty indeed. I sense that the true power lies in the child princess.
You are listening to a reading of Rom number 39, February, the year 1983.
Guten Tag, lieben Klausen Globen.
All right. I got something to say. Well, it's better to burn out than fade away. Oh, rain. Oh. Gonna start a fire.
mystical world of good and evil. In a wondrous realm of fantasy and adventure. Journey to another time. Another place. Join in the struggle to possess the Dark Crystal. Rated PG.
Now playing at selected theaters near you. Check your local newspaper for listing.
We'll be right back. quick input and output we go. CKUW 95.9 FM. It's a late Saturday night. This show, Comic Book Radio Theater. It's almost 2:30 in the morning. Hope your evening went really well. Wherever you went, wherever you stayed, whatever you listened to, hopefully it's been this radio show, and hopefully it's been this radio station. All right. We got more story to go. Well, for that music break, you heard how serious it is. The world's in jeopardy. Rom Space Knight and Shang-Chi, they must stand in the way of the Dire Wraith and defeat them. Cast them off elsewhere to the universe. Sounds simple enough. Simple enough to understand the concerns for everyone. Okay. Anyway, I hope you're having fun listening to this story. I'll tell you this, I'm having fun doing a robot voice. I love my robot voice.
All right, I will give you more information.
All right, when I finish out this story, we're going for this little finale. Let's see. When I'm done with our story, ROM number 39 of February of 1983, we'll listen to music that was fresh in that point in time. Winter of 1983 brought us this, the Eurythmics. They were put on the map. Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart, as well as the rest of their band, were making waves, and waves that would continue on for the rest of the 1980s, and then Annie Lennox, tons of hit songs throughout the 90s. So this was really the start of them getting out there. We will listen to the Eurythmics. We'll also hear Christopher Cross. Who is Christopher Cross? He is what I would call, what would we call? I would call Christopher Cross an excellent example of an age test. An age test. Ask most people who are aged 45 and under, who is Christopher Cross? And you'll get a blank stare. Ask somebody who is, say, age 55 and over, maybe 50 and over, and they'll say, I remember him. I heard his songs. Heard them all the time on the radio. So, we will hear Christopher Cross. He's live in concert from Santa Ana, California. We will hear him play to a whole auditorium of people. And then lastly, we'll hear from Earth, Wind, and Fire. They were quite the hot hit makers back in the late 60s, throughout the 1970s. Earth, Wind, and Fire, will listen to them. So, recap. When I'm done reading, we come to our story's end. The Eurythmics, Christopher Cross, and Earth, Wind, and Fire. Okay. Yeah, let's blow back into our story. You are listening to Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. I gotta get back into this. Yes. We do this at the University of Winnipeg.
Here.
Comic Book Radio Theater. This is CKUW.
Did you not say it was my world for which you fight for, Rom Space Knight? My world, these dire wraiths use as a spawning ground for such horror. I see your words are true. And thus, if you would battle wraith kind for Earth, can I, a child of Earth, do any less? I say no,
no, no, no.
Ay-ya, ay-ya. But the children continue their ceremony, oblivious to our battle. Though I have seen that dire raid magic is mighty indeed, I sense that the true power lies in the child princess Carissa. Ay-ya! Ay-ya! Ay-ya!
Yes, I have heard your friend recount the legend of Carissa. There is no doubt that she is a dire wraith who came to Earth centuries ago to work dire wraith evil. She must not be resurrected.
A big iron mace comes at Rom.
That mace struck with the might of dire wraith magic behind it. I am now assaulted again. But this time I stand ready.
Does Rom Space Knight find an analogy to his own loss of humanity in the empty armor he now strikes down? If he does, he says nothing, and the ceremony continues.
Shang-Chi thinks to himself as he goes into action.
The child princess Carissa, I saw her hands move. And in turning, I glimpsed a shadow cast on the wall behind me. Forewarned, I braced myself for the blow. And strike upwards, even as the club of this caveman strikes down. Ay-ya! 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 This creature, this caveman made out of clay, is a lumbering mockery of a man. Ay-ya! 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 He does not feel my blows, and yet I immobilize him by snapping the struts and wires that enable him to stand. Still, there are so many like him. Looks like you could use a hand there, Shang-Chi. Reston, Lako, Smith, Blackjack Tar. Yes, their assistance would be most welcome.
Save some of us, some of that for us, Shang-Chi.
Yet, what good are even automatic pistols against the Walking Dead mummies? And still, the ceremony continues. Something 2 nights ago at that churchyard, didn't you, Shang-Chi?
More mummies fall down to Shang-Chi's friends.
Clue us in next time, young Shang-Chi!
The humans fight the creatures of your enchantment, dire wraith scum. I will relieve their burden by seeing to it that you cast no further spells.
Again, Rom, the Silver Space Knight, fires his weapon, his neutralizer. The dire race recognize it. They scream. As they scream, they turn to dust. No, their bodies do. Some other aspect of their being falls back through a gaping hole. A gaping hole in outer space. And if from afar I hear the word cried out,
Limbo! Limbo!
Killed them. No, I banished them.
What a bloody awful mess, if you ask me.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, Shang-Chi! Look, look, children!
We had all forgotten about the ceremony. Free from her mummy wrappings, the witch child, Carissa, lives.
After centuries of stifling suffocation, kept alive only by my mastery of ancient and arcane arts, Carissa unleashes her power on Earth again!
Carissa shoots a power beam at Rom's Space Knight. Rom's Space Knight shoots back with his neutralizer.
Such are the children of the Dark Nebula. Such would dire wraith kind have the children of Earth become. It shall not be.
Shang-Chi thinks to himself as he watches the action between Rom's Space Knight and the Carissa Mummy.
It must not be. even if Rom Space Knight's neutralizer has no effect on Carissa, what hope can there be for Earth?
So, Dennis, do you see what I see?
Yes, yes I do. Yes I do, Blackjack Tar. It now becomes apparent and obvious how the children fit into this insane scheme.
Yes, it is the life energy of the children upon which the witch child Carissa feeds on to sustain herself. And what a hunger she must have after languishing thousands of years beneath the desert sands.
Heaven help us! The only way to stop her power from increasing is to slay the children!
Sir Dennis Nayland Smith pulls out a pistol gun, ready to shoot the children.
No!
Rom Space Knight slaps the gun out of Sir Dennis Nayland Smith's hands.
When we let the end justify the means, we become no better than dire wraith kind itself. If we are to die human, let our deaths be clean.
Shang-Chi thinks to himself as he watches the battle between the Carissa Mummy and Rom Space Knight.
Those of us merely mortal, we fall back. The battle is conducted upon a plane that precludes our participation. The shining Rom Space Knight stands for Earth, for life. The laughing witch child, Carissa, she is for darkness and for death. It seems that darkness is the stronger of the two. That death will triumph. Or perhaps Rom fears to neutralize the witch child's energy for fear of also neutralizing the life energies of the children from which she sucks her power from. Rom is right. We cannot harm the children. We must do something to sever that connection.
Shang-Chi observes a display casing where Chinese throwing stars are inside of them. He makes a punch and crashes through the display casing at the museum where the Chinese throwing stars are. Shang-Chi grabs 5 Chinese throwing stars and he flings them all, cutting the Carissa Mummy in the neck. Her head begins to look down and now has become unattached from the neck. Her head is falling to the floor.
Beep.
The Carissa mummy's head turns into dust as it hits the floor.
I have done that which was necessary.
Did you see that? The witch princess, Carissa, she's turned to dust.
The children, they're all collapsing. They're falling down.
Was it all for nothing then? Did I act in error?
No.
There, I picked one up. They're alive, Lako. They're breathing.
They seem to be just fine.
Rom Space Knight kneels before the remains of the Carissa mummy and speaks out loud.
We have won this time. We have won this time. Won this time.
Next month,
the Piper of Peril.
Hey.
You have just listened to a reading of ROM number 39, February, the year 1983.
This is Rom, the Space Knight. You can imagine he comes from another galaxy with his flashing neutralizer. Activate Rom. You can imagine he has rockets to blast into space and a translator that communicates with lights and sounds. You can even imagine his respirator lets him breathe in any atmosphere. Rom comes with the three plug-in accessories shown. 9-volt battery not included. Rom, the Space Knight, an electronic toy new from Parker Brothers.